Several weeks ago, you and I and Zane all discussed what we would do to help out Monday Night Raw. Their storylines were pathetic. The wrestling was not good. It just seemed like Monday Night Raw was imploding. And then there was this big, grandiose event that took place with the McMahon family. It was Vince, Triple H, Stephanie, and Sean all coming out saying they were taking back in control of the WWE and SmackDown brands. Has there been any change?
Nope. Raw is still, it's like looking into a mirror and asking why. I don't see nothing changing. Okay, yeah, they changed the Intercontinental Championship. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great.
Congratulations, Bobby.
Yeah, congratulations, Lashley, whatever the hell your name is.
Brock, and we've discussed WrestleMania, and you and I were texting a little bit back and forth with the Finn Balor changes. And I noticed that there's been a little bit of change and some stirring up with Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. I was surprised by that one. 2 weeks ago on Raw, there was a Falls Count Anywhere match between Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, and Lashley interfered, and that led to the Triple Threat match from this past Monday night, where Lashley actually won the IC title. I didn't see it coming. I kind of like it. I really do.
I wonder if – do you think that somebody from the WWE has been listening to our podcast? Because how often have we said, remember when the Intercontinental title used to be the next person in line for a world championship match?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It seems to me that they've been changing some of Bobby's, not making him so silly, making him more of a BA a little bit.
With Leo Rush.
Let's talk about Leo Rush for a minute.
Lashley.
So, okay. So I'm confused. So Leo Rush is Lashley's mouthpiece.
Right.
But he's also in 205 Live?
I don't know if he's still on the 205 roster, but he's a really fun wrestler to watch. And I have watched him when he was with ROH. He's small, but he is really built, and he can move.
Yeah. I was a little I was watching some highlights, and I watched the highlight of Bobby Lashley winning the IC title, and the next thing on the highlight was the following evening in 205 Live, Leo Rush took on a luchador. I don't recall what his name is. And I was like, holy crap, why did I not know this?
Yeah, he can go. He can go. I'm not kidding you. This young man, very talented. He's just not very big. He's about the size of Rey Mysterio. New talent.
How many
weeks ago did they announce that Lars Sullivan was coming in? It's been over 50 days now. Lars Sullivan was coming in. EC3, Heavy Machinery, and Lacey Evans. They've been showing them at both shows, but nothing. And they also have that crazy girl from Sanity that they've all been advertising, but they haven't let them do hardly a thing except show up. I'm going to go back to Zane. I'm going to give Zane credit. Why not just all of a sudden, don't announce that Lars Sullivan's coming. Don't announce that he's coming. And evidently he's been having some issues with being overwhelmed. That's what the internet is saying, that he's been a little bit overwhelmed with what he needs to do. But let's put it this way. Let's have at the event in Phoenix, they do their Royal Rumble event, and coming in at number 15, nobody knows who he is, Lars Sullivan. Nobody, except for NXT fans. They know nobody there except for NXT fans knows Lars Sullivan. He comes in there and just kicks some trash. There's a surprise element there. They're not letting this be a surprise. On SmackDown, just last night, Samoa Joe's coming to the ring. There's Ethan Carter III, EC3, warming up. And Joe just looks at him. I'm going, okay,
That's it.
maybe Ethan's gonna go attack Joe for looking at him fun. No, there's no element of surprise. It's go to the ring, do your thing, beat up some guy, and then leave. And there's nothing there that makes you go, oh, hallelujah. Heavy Machinery came in and beat up on the Usos. Mm-hmm. No, they're not doing that. They're saying, oh, they're coming. They're going to be making appearances on both shows, and then they'll figure out what they're doing. Give me a break. Yeah. Come on, you're professionals.
They need to have surprises. There's got to be a surprise. There's always got to be a surprise. Someone come in or for the Royal Rumble. I mean, don't, like you just said, don't tell everybody they're coming. No, don't do that. Just right out of the blue. Have them sit in the audience or something. No one will ever know. Behind the camera, and all of a sudden he jumps out, hits Bobby Lashley right between the eyes, and it's Lars Sullivan. There he is.
Uh-huh.
And well, he picks up the IC title and says, you're mine, or whatever. Yeah. He just throws it down. Come on.
And then you take it back to WrestleMania just a couple of years ago. You had the Hardys. Nobody knew. There was a lot of rumors about the Hardys, but nobody knew. And then they show up. I mean, the wrestlers did not even know because they hit them backstage.
Yes.
What a pop they got because of the surprise element. So, Zane, you are right, man. They've got to go back to having some surprise elements on their programming.
And now that, from what you tell me, that it's not going to be $9.99 anymore. It's going to, the WWE Network's probably going to go up to $10.99. And, I mean, is it getting that bad for the WWE that they're going to have to raise prices on everything from the toys to, I mean, look, it's a billion-dollar company. Yeah, they're not gonna run out of money. There's no way they're gonna run out of money. Sometimes I wonder what I'm looking at. Sometimes this is the same match I've seen. I've seen this match. Vince, you've lost your mind. It's time to take your medicine again. I just don't get it these days with them. I don't.
Well, I just
I don't get it.
I just don't think that. Where is the somebody who can come up? I'm going to bring up a name. A lot of people are going to say, oh, don't bring up his name. James E. Cornette, a great mind for wrestling. And he comes up with some weird things. And then even, I hate saying this one especially, Vince Russo thought outside of the box. Half of his stuff was complete total BS, but at least he thought outside of the box. They're not even approaching the corners of the boxes with a lot of this these storylines. But I'll give them a little bit of credit. How much new can we see? Is there any new ideas out there?
Well, I know Jim Cornette can come up with new ideas. I know that Jim Ross can come up with new ideas. And Vince Russo, the only idea that man's ever had is move to Indiana and move into his mother-in-law's basement. That's the only idea he's ever had that even looked was good. But no. Have Jim Cornette come in there and do something, but they're not going to do that because Jim is stuck in the 70s and 80s. I mean, but you got to admit, Jim had some great ideas in Ring of Honor. Jim had some great ideas with WCW and sometimes with the WWE, but he's so passionate for wrestling that it just tears him to pieces when he sees these people do what they're doing now, wrestling with blow-up dolls and broomsticks and fighting Pikachu in the wrestling ring, or having the burger, or having Ronald McDonald do a somersault off the ring post onto a fan. I saw that last night. I couldn't believe it. Someone dressed up as Ronald McDonald jumps off the ring post, and this was a wrestler did this, into the fan. He missed the wrestler and went into the fans.
Hmm.
Talk about getting your burger and fries the hard way.
He done hit me right in my McNuggets.
Yeah. Ooh. Well.
Ooh.
And you. Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with wrestling. I mean, you got dance offs and you got invisible hand grenades that do all. When was that wrestling? Let's bring back the Attitude Era where somebody picked up a metal folding chair and rack it across somebody's skull 4 or 5 times and then stand over and cut a promo and then walk off. That's what they need. They need the fans to be into this. They're not. The fans are looking and they're taking pictures or they're playing Pokemon or something. They're not doing anything.
The only thing the fans are doing is chanting. If you can come up with a chant that people can, or some kind of little catchphrase that people can repeat, that puts you over anymore. I don't understand it.
This is awesome. I can't stand that. No, I would be, mine would be, this is boring. Come on.
I've heard that a few times too. So
let's say that you, Logan Utah, Raw, and Lucha Underground came at the same time. And Raw. I know you go to Lucha.
I would go to Lucha Underground in a heartbeat.
So that's like choosing prime rib over a double hamburger with extra bacon. Which one would you rather have? I'll take both, but I'll take the burger with the bacon.
Anytime you got bacon involved, you know, it's pretty good.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
No cheese for you, though.
No cheese for me. No cheese.
I would rather watch an independent show or AAA, or I'd rather watch Ring of Honor than watch Monday Night Raw or SmackDown these days.
Yeah, I just watched Ring of Honor where they had SCU against the Briscoes in a tag match. Holy cow, that was a great match. It was so much fun. And it was so much better than anything I saw on Raw from yesterday. So,
well, of course, because the Briscoes are what's keeping Ring of Honor going right now. Those two are the main event. They are the ones that keep the doors open. They've got a lot of good talent, but I mean, wouldn't you like, I would hate for the Briscoes to ever try to get a contract with the WWE because they would bury them in about 5 or 6 matches. It would be over with. And plus they wouldn't be able to handle that one Mark Briscoe with that teeth. I mean, that would scare anybody. I mean,
it's going to be an interesting 2019. We've got the Royal Rumble coming up. Then it's the road to WrestleMania. I'm really looking forward to what's going to be happening with All Elite Wrestling. And I'm also looking forward to seeing how that's going to affect the other wrestling promotions like Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling, whether it will have any kind of real effect on their programming and how their ratings go. So, Chris, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about professional wrestling. And I know you're starting a new job, and you're moving to, where are you moving to?
Well, I'm starting a new job as of tomorrow. I'll be moving to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's about an hour away from Statesville. This company had contacted me because they knew I did security, and they offered me a good chunk of change to protect a little itty-bitty casino. And it's very dangerous work, but you know what? Like I said before, as long as they hand me the Benjamins over to me, I'll gladly do what I can and help out. And it doesn't matter as long as my wallet is full and I'm happy and I got a roof over my head, I'll do what I can.
And I do know that you can take care of yourself. That's another thing too. So,
I can take care of myself. I have a Glock and I've got a sawed off shotgun and I'm not afraid to use it. And I've got my hand to hand combat that I can use too. And I don't fear anything. I'm not a bad boy. I don't claim to be. But when it comes to if they tell me I got to do something, so be it.
So we wish you the best, Chris. And we'll get together again right after the Royal Rumble. We'll talk about the Rumble and more.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to y'all later.
Well, Dave, I mean, we've officially covered it all. Everything.
Everything you'd ever want to know in the world of professional wrestling has been in this very podcast.
And not only that, we've covered politics, we've covered news media, we've covered professional wrestling, we've covered entertainment, we've covered movies, we've covered...
We're very, very talented.
Let's talk about religion.
Let's not and say we did.
Nothing makes anybody squirm like when you say that at a work meeting, huh?
Oh, yeah.
No, Dave, we should do this again.
I think we should.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should create a podcast and call it Turnbuckle Trash.
I think it's been done.
And you know where we should list it at? We should be on CastBox. We should be on Facebook. We should be on Twitter. And we should be on our own website called www.turnbuckletrash.net.
You have a great idea there, my man. So you have yourself a great night, and we'll be back again after the Royal Rumble with Turnbuckle Trash.
Thanks.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
He looks like a human freakazoid with that 6-pack or 12-pack abs he has now.
Face. He's not the good face, but he's the attitude face.
He's like an anti-hero.
He's kind of like an. Oh, I don't think we've ever said that before, have we?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a member of PETA. I PETA'd out a long time ago.
That guy's nothing but trouble. Dare he say what we've all been thinking? You know.
Oh, dare.
Well, I can answer that within about 5 seconds. I don't care.
I am not a fan of hip-hop music. I'll just say that right off.
So, Dave, are you a fan of hip-hop music?
Heck no. Everything you'd ever want to know in the world of professional wrestling has been in this very podcast.
You've had a long run with that title, sir, but now I think you've run into your brick wall, and that man is... the brick wall.
Women age like fine wine. She's aging like milk.